Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday afternoon, it's Shelly and Chuck's on the Shelly and Chuck Show, and here with my little fur ball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty. You guys don't even know what she puts me through sometimes. Here she is running around and causing a little chaos, and, you know, she likes to do this. You guys don't see any of this stuff. From time to time, she gets in these little crazy spurts, and she starts doing crazy things. She starts chewing on me. She'll start trying to pull down the curtains, and mind you, she's never like this. She's very sweet. You know, when I'm not home, she's very, very good. Now, when she wants to get my attention, she does things. It's like a little kid. You know, she likes to do little things, and here I am. She's on a pillow, and I'm scratching underneath her chin, and she's loving it. But I think she gets jealous of all my listeners out there. I swear to God, she gets jealous of my guests, anybody I'm talking to. And she so wants to jump up on the board where I control everything. And it's like she wants to be, I want to be, pay my attention. You know, like dogs and cats, they want attention. They want love. They're like little kids. So here I am chasing her around, you know, while the the song was going off at the beginning of the show, and I go, no, Jackie, no. You guys don't even see this, but maybe someday there'll be some capability, you know, of in a studio where I have the video hooked up. But I do have the chat room open, so anybody that would like to listen to it, welcome, welcome, welcome. And I do apologize, first off, before I want to talk about some subjects. I do not have a guest on my show today. There's been renovations to the house between the bathroom and the insulation and other things, you know, and I've been running back and forth to work. So I apologize. I will be letting people know that more guests, well, just to let you guys know, my guest, everybody that's asked me on the show, I will get everybody a time for it because it's my shows are 2 times a week. I used to do more, but now I'm going to try to keep it on a basis very steady now because I've been doing the show for over a year. And in fact, Diamond in the Rough, Ordinary Woman, this Charlie show has been on the air since 2009. And actually, September 21st was the anniversary of the show. So congratulations to Charlie. She's been on the show for 4 years. She had to take a little bit of hiatus. She was doing it here and there. She had to, you know, work on something. So I'm glad she's getting back into it. And we are now being looking at radio stations to be syndicated, and my show is now being featured and on demand on her site there. So she's my marketing partner. So I'm very happy about that. And I'm going to have some great guests coming on my show. I will let everyone know. And more stunt people. I'm very excited. I know Wednesday night, Melissa Tracy, she's actually, besides stunt woman, she does quite a few things. You guys are going to have, this woman is sexy, 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 sexy. And I'm going to get really beautiful women on my show. Now, you're going to think, you know, people are going to say, why do you want to sit there and help promote other women, you know, with their beauty and their talent and such? Isn't that competition for you, Shelley? Well, to me, I don't see it as a competition because who knows, maybe these women that I'm connecting with, maybe I'll be working with them someday. Why not, as women ourselves, because I know, we all know, I mean, man and woman, we know how women can be. They can stab you in the back and many other things, but you know, looking at it, I mean, this is a mature way to look at it. Maybe this isn't how everybody else in the world looks at it. You know, I'm seeing women that I kind of like, wow, I'm blown away by their beauty, and I'm being very honest. I mean, they're not here on the show with me. I mean, I've seen, you know, connected with them through Facebook, and I think they're gorgeous, gorgeous women. And when I sit here and talk about it, the people, you know, they visualize things about me and ask me, send me private messages and stuff, and because I say, you know, I give women compliments, and I'm very sincere saying that when I think women are beautiful, and people ask me this weird, strange question, and there's certain things I don't talk about on my show. They ask me if I'm gay, and I'm like, what does that have to do with the way I am or complimenting women? It's just giving a compliment. I mean, I tell guys they're good-looking and such. There's nothing wrong with it, but it seems like this stereotypical thing. If a woman talks about another woman and she says she's pretty, she has to be gay. This is something that I don't get, so it just, like, blows me out of my mind because I'm like, are you people serious? These are the wrong questions to ask me. And maybe you should ask me, you know, why do you, you know, what do you think that's cool about this woman that you talk about or something like that? And I think it's cool, like, the women that I'm going to bring on my show, I would kind of probably consider them sisters because they're still women and they do many other things. And now I finally have women in my life that I look up to. And those women I want to bring on my show. And yes, they're out there in Hollywood, and I really, really look up to them a lot. So for people to ask me stupid questions, I'm not going to answer them anymore. I got to a point. It's not that I'm ignoring. Well, maybe I am ignoring certain questions because, you know, what happens if I was gay or not gay? Not for nothing, but relationships, the best advice that I've been giving in the business, there's certain things that you should keep quiet. Well, not keep quiet, but things that I don't get involved in really to talk about, public political things, sexual things. I mean, I care about the guys on the show, but, you know, relationships, I don't want to talk about those things at all, about relationships. It's not anybody's business in this world. And you go to my Facebook page, I may write, like, from time to time, post, you know, little videos and stuff, and this is because I feel loved, you know? I'm not going to sit there and blab about any relationships or anything that I'm in because it's my personal business. It's not things that I want to sit about. It's not what my show is about. My show is about my guests and inspiration, what people have to bring in this world to inspire others and dreams and stuff like that. So basically, if I'm talking about a woman, please don't ask really stupid questions because I'm just going to ignore those questions and just move on, people, please, please, please. But I'm going to get some really interesting, beautiful women. And these women, I think they really can kick butt. And I'm so excited because I've touched base with Melissa Tracy for a while now, and I'm so excited to have her on my show Wednesday night. I cannot wait. I am so super pumped. And once again, I do apologize. The Blog Talk radio station, I have to keep popping off of a window. I don't know what it is. I think it's I sent them a message, the Blog Talk radio thing. For some reason, I do not know why, I have to keep popping open the window to try to see what numbers are in it. So if anybody is trying to get in contact with me, just remember I'm going to talk about a few subjects and then maybe bring people on. If you're hearing me and trying to call in, remember there's a chat room. You can get into that and try to type to me or a message. I do apologize. It's some technical difficulty that Blog Talk Radio has been having. It has nothing to do with my connection or anything. I think it's something with that whole entire program of Blog Talk Radio. I don't know if anybody else has been having that. I don't know, and I do apologize if anybody is trying to call in. Just contact me on Facebook. Send me a message if you're trying to call in. But first, I wanted to bring up a couple of subjects. I'm so super pumped about something. I'm going to hold off my excitement. I get so excited and overzealous about things, and I feel like I have to pee, but, you know, live on the air, it's kind of cool, because if you got to pee, you can go to the bathroom, but you have to be quiet, and, you know, I can sit here in my pajamas and stuff. Once again, I do apologize. I don't have any special guests today because of the renovations and everything, but to move on, there's a couple things. One of the reasons why I'm very happy to be able to do my show and getting the guests on my show, you know, it's going to give me a bigger voice. And I've been working on the show for a year. And once again, the Charlie Show has been on the air since 2009. And having a show over a year and bringing the energy, doing it live on the air, not anything scripted, you know, you're thinking and just going da-da-da-da-da, anything that's popping out of your head. You know, just being able to do this and bring the energy to the show and having people anywhere in the world listen to me. And the more people that I get on the guest on my show, bigger names, one of the real reasons, as you all know, my dream someday is to work with Jackie Chan. And one of the things that I've been taking to heart and looking at what Jackie does, not just like, you know, the stunts and everything, but there's actually things that he does, he gives back in a lot of charity works and foundations. And I know as my voice gets bigger, and, you know, praying so much for syndication, which will be, you know, my dream, you know, because for once in my life I found that something I'm really good at. It's at this radio show, and I'm just like, I'm blown away that I can actually do this, and I feel very blessed. But to be able to get the word out about foundation and charities, this is what I truly, really want to get a bigger voice for. I mean, we all dream of, you know, working and having that dream job. I mean, of course, doing the radio show, getting syndicated for it, you know, the pay and everything like that will give me more time to maybe get involved in more films. And once again, you know, I might not want to be just acting. I might want to get involved in other films, you know, working behind the scenes or, you know, maybe writing scripts, having, you know, helping to fund indie films. You know, I don't know, you know, I'm praying for things to happen. I've been working on things. But there's these people out there that are struggling and have dreams. And I think the chances that I've been given and things are growing more and more for me in a really great way. I'm climbing up this ladder. And I'm, you know, I'm like getting, like, you know, up every step of the way on this ladder to reach the top in my own success. My own success, you know, really if you think about it, because everybody in the world is struggling. Now, to be a billionaire is like, you know, those, you know, winning the lottery or anything like that is like a 1 in a million chance, right? My dream, really, really think about this. How about having a house? I mean, a mansion, it's totally paid off. No mortgage, no nothing. Having a car, it's not the most expensive car, but it's paid off. Now, when you have those basic things and a full fridge of food, you know, clothing and stuff, basic things. Maybe it's not the grandest names or the logos and stuff, but having those basic necessities, you know, basic things like that, then you do you're getting to do other things in your life. You know, I've never been one for a lot of logos and stuff. I mean, there's things that I like that I see, like Traditions, which is Don Wilson's company that has dragons and all these clothing. And I really like his clothing line. And, man, I would like to do a modeling Don Wilson's clothing line. Seriously, I love the dragons. I'd be rocking that clothing wear from Don Wilson's Traditions because I love dragons. I even have a cute little dragon tattoo on the back of my right shoulder blade, which is really cute, which I dedicated to Bruce Lee. So I really do like dragons, and it's just something that I really, really love. And, man, if I could rock that Don Wilson's Tradition line, man, I would. I would do a photo shoot and all those T-shirts and stuff for, you know, Don Wilson's clothing. I would. I swear I would. I definitely, definitely would. But, you know, getting back to, you know, with what I want to do, that's basically the truth of what I want to do with my radio show. There's many things. It'll help everything. Once everything falls into place, everything in my life, I mean, it's going so much better than now, even a couple years ago, because, once again, I'm going to hold off what my real excitement is for today about next weekend. And, yes, I know I'm railing on, but I'm very excited. But first, I'd like to bring up on my page on Facebook, it's a couple of the charity works, the foundations that are actually going on. Give me one moment here. Uno momento. Am I saying that correctly? Let's see. Here, ladies and gentlemen, hold on. Okay. I don't know where it went, but I repost so much stuff on my Facebook page. I must drive people crazy. But you know something, if you really think about it, people still can be my friends on Facebook page, but you know, you guys can hide my status and then just feel free to, you know, come to my Facebook page. That's all you have to do. Just hide it. And, you know, feel free to visit my Facebook page anytime you want. Anyway, going to the first, the charity, there's an event happening next weekend in Maine. On Saturday, 2013, is the Greater Portland Walk to End Alzheimer's. Way to donate. I'm not taking any money for this. I'm not stating that or anything, but the 2013 Greater Portland Walk to End Alzheimer's. Where to donate? To donate online in case you can't walk, go to this web address. It's A as in Apple, L as in Larry, Z as in Zebra, .org, O as in Orange, R as in Rabbit, G as in Girl, /walk, W-A-L-K. Click to donate at the top of the page. Once again, this is the 2013 Greater Portland Walk to End Alzheimer's. To donate, go to their web address, alz.org/walk. And in case you can't make the walk, you can still donate money, pass around the events, and it's actually to help Walk to End Alzheimer's. Now, the next one that I'm actually very honored to be part of, it's called the Sarah Joy Foundation. And I do take it to heart about this, and it's really kind of a little bit hard for me to talk, and I almost want to start crying when I talk about this because this young woman, Sarah, she lost her life to cancer. And my nephew, Eric, it was actually his wife, and I guess she had gotten cancer when she was pregnant with her son. So I don't think she could go through treatment because it would have hurt her unborn child. So Sarah had lost her life to terminal cancer, and I think it was breast cancer, and it was kind of too late. So my sister family had started this foundation, and I came, you know, coming on board and talking about it. When you give to the Sarah Joy Foundation, it helps out families with terminal cancer, and it helps them with their bills, and it helps them, you know, maybe with outings and such. And so far, I know that it's helped four families. And there was a run, I think a 5K run last weekend. So anybody that does help out with the Sarah Joy Foundation, to let you know, I am part of that. I'm not taking the donations here at my Facebook page, but you can go there and look up Sarah's Joy Foundation. You can read more about it, the video of Eric and my sister Charlie in the video, and it shows Sarah's two sons. She was just a very beautiful, loving woman. And in my own way, with one of the songs, my nephew Eric and Cardiac did a song called The Fighter. And that song I'm putting in my film, The Dishwasher, my Jackie Chan influenced film. And I will be dedicating that song to Sarah. In my own way, I'm going to help to keep Sarah's spirit alive. And this is the best way I can do the Shelling and Chuck's way. And as people have known, you've heard before, my film, The Dishwasher, is dedicated to Jackie Chan. And I will get him to watch it. Not that I'm looking from anything from Jackie Chan, but it's dedicated, and I will get Jackie be able to let him watch, and it's dedicated for him. I wrote the short film about 6 years ago, and getting the funds for it, right now I only need $350, and I will be getting contact with my casting crew once we have that, and we'll be able to shoot that in one weekend. It's a very short film, but it's about being an underdog, which I'll be playing the dishwasher, and doing our own fight scene stuff. And I do know, no one has to tell me, you have to be careful doing any fighting, holding any weapons, and if I have any weapons in my film, I mean, I'm not going to have any guns or anything, because I'm not ready for that, because I just, from what I hear with the guns and everything, you should have, be very careful, because sometimes, even if you have, you know, signs up saying we're shooting and you have guns in there, sometimes, you know, cops do interrupt things, so I'm not having guns in my short film, The Dishwasher. So I just want my dishwasher film, short and sweet, to the point. You know, people have asked me, you know, they wanted to donate money for my film. The thing is, even though people did want to donate money, and I could have taken it, I know in this business sometimes there's no honor in making films. Could have taken the money, get a distribution deal out of it, have people, you know, I still could have been the lead. But the thing is, I would have to drop my director and my lead actor. And it's such, I don't know if the correct word is audacity, that people want to say, you know, we'll give you money, we want to change things, it would change the heart of my film. Yeah, I am struggling to get this together, but I'm not going to do that. And when it's done and it's edited, I will get it to Jackie Chan. And also, I am going to submit it doing my homework. If any of the cast and crew of The Dishwasher is listening to this, I am going to submit it, been doing my homework, to many different film festivals as much as I can, with subtitles. So I have been doing my homework and doing my research, because I've got comedy, I've got action, and there's a lot of film festivals for women. So those three things, I know I got that going for me for my film. So with that, you know, going back to with the Sarah Joy Foundation, for me to help keep Sarah's, you know, spirit alive, I'm dedicating that song, The Fighter, in my film to her. So, let's see, I'm just checking. Now, remember, anybody that's trying to call in, I've just got a couple more subjects to talk about. I'm trying to keep track of people if they are calling in because, you know, Blog Talk Radio has been having problems for some reason. I don't know why. Technical difficulties. I wrote to them to explain to them that people have tried to call in. So now, I hope you people are all excited, because I certainly am. I am blessed. You're going to think I'm all nuts. They're like, Shelly, there she goes with the blessed thing again. I know. People are like, oh, don't mention God. It offends people if you mention God. But when I mention about God and being blessed, I'm not pushing my, you know, my beliefs upon anyone. I'm just wishing people well. That's all it is doing. I'm not, you know, things that I believe, you know, I don't talk too much about religion. It's my own beliefs. If I post them on the Facebook page, I'm not trying to get anybody to you know, believe in. What I believe in is just my beliefs, because Facebook page is supposed to be about yourself. You know, it's not pushing things upon other people. I'm not going to condemn other people with what they believe in and such. So, you know, I just feel very blessed because I never in my life would be thinking, and I'm very excited to be thinking next weekend. Oh, I'm so excited. First, we shall be talking about a film where yesterday, you know, we are looking into, you know, trying to raise more funds. And anybody out there that is listening to my radio show, we are in need of your help for funds for our film Self-Care. I'm not, you know, for my film The Dishwasher, if anybody would like to donate $350 or more, if anybody wants to donate money, but if anybody for my film The Dishwasher wants to donate $350, contact me for The Dishwasher film, and I will make you executive producer. Of course, you'll get credit and also a copy of the film. So you will be, anybody that can donate $350, executive producer. That's basically all that I need right now. If anybody can donate anything else for my dishwasher film, contact me. But for anything else, I'm not taking donations for nothing else that I'm mentioning on my show, just for the dishwasher film. And remember, the dishwasher film, we are doing our own stunts, no stunt doubles. And my lead, Anthony, he actually went to stunt school. And I really do like Zhang's work, Zhang Verapath's work. I really do enjoy his work. I've been watching what he's been doing, so he's been getting more experience. And I think it's for certain things, I really think, you know how you have to wait and be patient? I think Zhang's been getting more and more experience, you know, as time goes on, because he's always busy filming things. So I guess by the time I am getting ready to, you know, film The Dishwasher, Zhang's going to have even way more experience. And I think he can understand, you know, the action shots and stuff, and I'm very happy to have him on board. And I'm just saying this because if anybody else is going to approach me and would like to help, I mean, I'd be very thankful. But please do not ask me to whitewash my own film. I mean, you know, I'm not desperate enough. And like I said, I know people will draw people just the money for their films, and I am not doing that. There's no way, no how am I going to draw people for my film for money. This is my first film that I'm doing. I've been involved in other films, but this is my baby. It's going to be short and sweet, and I know people are giving me these ideas. It's too much for me. Maybe in the future where, you know, I'm networking with people and such, and, you know, can bring people on board, you know, with, you know, that have been having more experience and such, but please, just understand, this is going to be short and sweet and simple to the point of what the film is about. I'm an underdog. I am not going to change it. These, you know, Zhang and Anthony, I got in touch with them a little while ago, a couple of weeks ago, maybe it was a week and a half ago, and they say that they are still on board. So for me, that's kind of a little, you know, loyalty, a little being about honorable, these two guys. And when they said that they're still on board, do you think if people think that money is going to buy anybody, and they keep saying, well, if you do this and people offer $1 million, no. Because I had people come to me and say about The Dishwasher, and I would have had to drop these guys. There's no way in hell would I drop these guys. They've been loyal to me since the beginning, so I'm not dropping them. I'm just asking people kindly if you can help, you know, fund the rest of my film. You'll get an executive producer credit, and you will get a copy of the DVD that I will let Jackie Chan see. And it's not, it's just a thank you to him. It's not, I'm not going to get anything out of it. It's just thanking Jackie Chan. And if you want to be on board for that, let me know. So for The Dishwasher film, if you want to donate funds for that, for my film, contact me for that. For the film Self-Care, the one where I'm doing a lead, you have to go to that page. I am not taking any donations for Self-Care. It's in case, you know, because I do talk funny. It's called F as in Frank. A as in apple, L as in lion, C as in cat, Y as in yo-yo, Y as in yo-yo, R as in rabbit. For that film, if you want to donate funds, we are in need of funds. And all of us, we're going to be doing our own fight team. This is really hard. I there's no stunt doubles, and believe me, everybody is working their butts off, and I'm seeing that they're making the costumes themselves. What we went to see yesterday to look things for the costume, and, you know, it's going to take money. Money, I mean, you know, a lot of things come out of Z's pocket, director Z's pocket. He runs a school, and I'm going to let you know, you know, you people do not know. You do not understand director Z. He, because of his school and what he does, he has helped out so many people in this world. You people just don't even know. And for you to help him manifest a dream, this is his dream. Because all those people that's going to help donate money, funds, towards Stalcare, do you know that Director Z, he's dedicating this to women in his life, and I will repost after the show the video that he made. He, in his own words, he says that he's dedicating this film to the women that helped him in his life. So we are in need of funds for Valkyrie, and that's why I'm playing the Valkyrie. We were taking horseback riding lessons last year. We need money for that. You know, the costumes themselves, and, you know, to design the wardrobes for, like, the armor. I'm not a costume designer. I'm just, you know, I love cool costumes. You know, I love, you know, and it's great because the other thing, too, it's going to be full costumes. We're not going to be running around half naked, so I'm very excited. I'm like, yes, full bodied costumes. I know guys like, come on, Shelly, show a little bit of cleavage, and Shelly, you got an awesome butt. Show your butt. No. Maybe someday I might do, you know, something kind of a little bit sexy photo shoot, but, you know, not in, like, naked or anything like that, but, you know, something right now, I'm just excited about wearing full body costumes. You know, and people say, you know, Shelly, you should take it as a compliment. People want to see you naked. But really? If you really think about it, I'm like, that's not what I want to do. If women want to do that, they want to be naked in roles, let them do that. I just, you know, it's not just not my thing. It's not my thing right now, you know. Well, not right now, but it's just not my thing, period. If you want me to get to jump off a roof or something, most definitely, I'll go do things like that. Put me in a car, want to flip the car over, I'll do that. I would love to do more things like that, the very energetic roles and everything. But if you'd like to donate funds for Falcon, we are in need of funds, and it will go through many great things. Like I said, the costumes, you want to be part of that, to donate funds, go to Falcon. I'm not taking funds for it. It's F as in Frank, A-L-C-Y-Y-R. You can donate funds. Now, big news, big, huge news. Now, to me, it is big, and I'm always getting overzealous and excited about things I do in my life. I'm just very excited. I'm very passionate about what I do. Next Sunday is a big dream of mine. I'm so ecstatic, so super excited about it. I am playing a ninja. Yes, people are going to be like, so what's so great about playing a ninja? It's been a dream of mine. And even though I was kidding around with this wig on my Facebook page, you know, kidding around about this Barbie thing, you know, putting on a pink and white wig and going, oh, making funny faces, like kissy faces, I've never wanted to be Barbie growing up and, you know, all these, like, girly things and stuff like that. I mean, yeah, I'm girly. There's certain things. I'm actually sitting in pajamas, pink pajamas with monkeys on them. Okay, I don't know how much more girly you can get with that right now. You guys can't see it because it's radio. But I've always wanted to, never really wanted to be Barbie. I've always wanted to be a ninja. There's something sexy about ninjas. I don't know what it is. I don't know why ninjas turn me on so much. I don't have a clue why they turn me on. Next Sunday, I am going to be playing a ninja. I have my costume. It's a Kato costume. I cannot believe I'm going to be doing this. I'm just, like, in shock that I'm actually doing this. Not in shock, but I'm so super happy. Next weekend is going to be off the wall for me. It's going to be I'm just so super pumped. I just cannot wait for next Sunday. I'm so excited. And I'm going to pull up the page for it. It's called Essential Realism. And there is an Indiegogo page. Now, once again, for this film, Essential Realism, I am not taking the money for the page. You actually have to go or speak with Alan Dillingham. Speak with him for the funds. And this is actually the fundraiser, just to let you know, there's modern soldiers, there's steampunk enchantresses, mages, mythical creatures, wizards, cavalry, warriors, pirates, ninjas, vampires, witches, warlocks, zombies, and an enemy straight from hell. Okay, now. let's see. Yeah, you can go there. It's Killertainment Films. Killertainment Films. I thought I'd like this one already. Let's see. I don't know if it's going to talk about who the owner, if it says. Okay. I thought when you go to Killertainment Films, it would talk about Alan. Alan is the owner of the film. Let's see. Okay. I am. Hold on for a second. Okay. I'm going to go straight to Alan. Going to Alan's page, because this is actually, you know, Killertainment Films is his, it's his right here. I believe he's owner. I believe he's the owner of it, because it's stating, I thought it would say owner, but I think he is. Alan Dillingham is the owner of Killertainment Films, producer, director, editor, cinematography, digital effects. So he's the one who approached me about being a ninja. Very, very excited about this. So they are looking for funds for Essential Realism, where I'm posting the picture of the Kato costume. I'm going to put the mask in the hat. So I'm just trying to see, you know, on here. I think this is how you spell his name. Alan Dillingham, D as in David, I-L-L-I, and as in Nancy, G-H-A-M, as in Michael. So if you'd like to know more about the film, get in contact with Alan. It's the one that I'm playing, the ninja. So I'm very excited about that. Now, I think that's all my topics for today. Once again, I do apologize to anybody, you know, trying to call in. And those are some of the topics that I wanted to talk about today. So right now, I'm hoping I can play a song to take a little break, because I've been trying to twerk this Blog Talk Radio. I hope you guys are hearing this. I've been having some issues here. So I would actually like to play, if the system allows me to play, The Fighter, which is a song that is going to be in my film, The Dishwasher. So let's see if the system allows me to play this, because once again, the whole Blog Talk Radio have been having some problems. I hope they do actually fix it soon. So I'm going to take a little break, and this is the song, The Fighter. And it doesn't seem like it's playing, does it? Let's see. For some reason, let's see if we can get it to play. I guess they have been having some problems on Blog Talk Radio. Don't know what it is. So let me see if it's going to play it. For some reason, it's just not playing it, ladies and gentlemen. I do apologize. Like I said, Blog Talk Radio has been having some issues. I don't know why it's not letting me play the songs either. So it has something to do. It's not anything since my computer. My computer's up and running. I've tested it. Like, I always be prepared for things, cue everything up ahead of time. But it seems like there are some technical difficulties with Blog Talk Radio. It has nothing to do with my computer or anything at all. I figured that's what it would be. So let's see if I can get into anything here. Okay, I'm going to try this one more time. There's a way. Try to do this live on the air without freaking out. It's a little bit stressful, but let's see if we can actually fix this, because it's kind of like good that I don't have a guest on the show, because I don't want to make sure that, you know, trying to go into things here, trying to set things up and everything, but usually I don't really take any breaks when I have any guests on my show, because time goes by so fast. And once again, I will be making announcements pretty soon about, you know, people being on my show. No, I guess Blog Talk Radio is not allowing the songs to be played. So, well, what can I tell you? For some reason, Blog Talk Radio is not allowing the songs to be played. I'm going to have to write them. Actually, I'm thinking, how about, okay, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm going to do, how about this? I'm going to go talk to an agent right now live on the air. Okay, live chat. Okay, begin chat. I'm going on the chat room right now. Okay. Ha, 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 ha. Let's see. I'm going to do this live and see what happens. Hold on. I am actually looking to talk to an agent live on the air with Blog Talk Radio. I can't play my songs. Play songs in queue. Let's see. Start the chat. Okay. I popped out the window, and it's like the lady that says, "Hello, Michelle. Thank you for visiting the client support help desk. One moment, please, while we'll be right with you. Please feel free to be in typing your question." Okay. I cannot play the songs in my queue. Let's see if they're going to answer me. Okay, waiting to see why I'm live on the air and I cannot play the songs in my queue. They are, let's see, the tech person is getting back to me. Let's see what they're going to say. I guess you live and you learn. So, ladies and gentlemen, technical difficulties live on the air. But let's see if we can resolve this. Okay. Let's see. Yes. Yes, I am. Asking if I'm live right now. Yes, I am. Okay. Okay. I'm waiting for an answer. And it's just waiting. Just please feel free to be a type of questions. Da 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 da. Looks like I'm going to get a response back somewhat, because the agent is typing to me. Okay, let's see. Just waiting. Wait a minute. You have, okay, let's see. I guess they're asking me a question, and I'm retyping. Let's see. I guess I have to answer the person in the chat room, the tech person. Oh, what's my number? They're asking me questions, so let's see if we can resolve this live on the air. Okay, they're typing to me. Okay, oh, jeez. I apologize. I'm going to have to try to... They want me to refresh the browser. Let's see. Okay, let's see. Okay, I'm going to have to refresh the browser, ladies and gentlemen. So hold on. If anybody gets kicked out, just call back in. Okay, I reopened up the chat room. And I guess you kind of got to do this live on air. There is a tech person actually helping me out now, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Let's see what's going to happen right now. And they're asking me to play a file. So let's see. Let's see. Nope, nothing. Okay, hopefully with the tech person on here, they're actually going to help me, ladies and gentlemen. And maybe it's a good thing I don't have a guest on the show today. So let's see. I think they're in the chat room now. So if anybody's been trying to call in, I also apologize. We're trying to get this situated. I'm glad I was able to talk about the subjects that I had to talk with because of the technical difficulties. I do apologize. So let's see. Okay, and the agent is now talking back to me, ladies and gentlemen. So now, once again, if you you want to check out any of our films, you know, the fundraisers for it, once again, after I get off the show, I will be reposting the YouTube video of Horror Zakor Deliza and talking about his reason for doing our film, Healthcare. He's actually dedicating it to women that have helped him. And now it's also to show about women, we come in different shapes and sizes, and we will be doing, all right. They're going to have to reset the show. Everyone hang tight. I'll be off the air about a minute, and we'll be right back.
Blog Talk Radio.
Call now upon thee, rush to my aid.
And I'm back. It's Shelly and Chuck's on the Shelly and Chuck Show. I do apologize to my listeners. And once again, maybe it's a blessing that I don't have a guest on my show to test it and such today and to talk about the charity work. Once again, I apologize. I will be giving everyone updates of all my guests on my show. I'm very excited about getting the stunt people, more and more of the guys out there in Hollywood on my show. It's a blessing because, once again, I never wanted to be Barbie. I always wanted to be a ninja. And to be able to play the films, these roles in the films, to be able to be my own stunts and fight scenes, I'm very blessed. And play a superhero on a lead, a Valkyrie, I feel very, very blessed to be able to do this. And I'm very happy because, you know, in my life, many people told me that I couldn't do that. And once again, I do apologize because, you know, how I work, Shelly Nunchucks, I multitask. If I'm not running around with you guys don't see, chasing after my furball co-host, my kitty, Jackie Chan Kitty, which she's being very good, maybe because there's no guest on my show today and she's just cuddled up next to me. And I'm going to try to see if I can play a song. Now, once again, I am going to try to play the fighter song. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the song that I'm dedicating to help keep Sarah's spirit alive from the Sarah Joy Foundation. Once again, Sarah passed away from terminal cancer, and she was going to be a woman I could call my niece. It's my nephew's song, Eric and Kodiak's song, The Fighter. And in my film, The Dishwasher, my Jackie Chan-influenced film, somewhere in that film where I'm playing the lead, I'm going to dedicate this song to her. So let's all pray that this song, even if you people don't believe in God or anything out there, like I said, I do not push my beliefs upon anyone. Just pray for me that this is going to work. I'm getting down in the queue here. Let's test this, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, here we go. Let's pray here. Oh, gosh. Nope, it's still not working. Oh, no. I'm trying to get this all set up. Let's see. Okay. Okay, I'm actually talking to a tech person, and it's not working. Let's see. I think that
sets in. I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettled. Sweat drips my face. Hands take. Can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing. My faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Facing this certainty. The breaks ain't hurting me. Gain on a bomb. My pain stronger. Fame smarter. Street smarter. Train harder. Can't stop me. Drop me. I'm not losing. I'm too fast. Lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving. Keep training. Headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
I ain't gonna stop, no. Push, please, sweat, knock 'em out.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We are back, and once again, that was the song "The Fighter." And I think the song was originally supposed to be in "The Fighter," with it was about the Mickey Ward story with Mark Wahlberg, but it didn't make it into that film. So what I'm doing for my nephews, and especially for my my nephew Eric, who lost his lovely wife about a year ago to terminal cancer when she was pregnant with her son and couldn't get treatment. So she was a fighter, and she actually lost her life, and that's how the Sarah Doy Foundation started. So all those that have been helping me very much over the past year and helping to me to let my show grow, you know, as much as I dream of working with Jackie Chan and, you know, to get a bigger voice, you're helping me with charity works and stuff to get, you know, it more known out there. And, you know, I just am very thankful. Once again, I do apologize to people. I am actually live on the air with a technical support person whose name is Cynthia, and I'm very thankful that she's here with me because you all know how much I'm a tech-tard with electronics. So let's see. I'm very thankful. Let's see. Okay, I might be playing a couple of songs, and I want to actually, till we get this straightened out, I do once again apologize to people out there, my listeners and such. So as you know, I try to do it as best as I can, and we're going to play a couple of songs to see if we can get this straightened out. And actually, I do have a wonderful tech person, Long Talk Radio, on the air with me. She's trying to help me resolve these issues today. So I'm very thankful that Cynthia's here alongside, because once again, I am a tech tard. So she'll be playing a couple of songs for me. Thanks again, once again, to Cynthia.
My beauty, my tune, my sun and the stars, my view, my own moon.
I know you're reaching zones simply when I speak in tones. Feel the love with every step while I'm reaching home. What's a perfect day with you in seeking tone? What's a perfect night? You and me alone. You are my everything, that's what I think of you. Now let me see your body, kiss every inch of you. Words could not express my love, baby, you the perfect song. I got a perfect wife, my kid's a perfect mom. Real talk, we gon' live forever. Get old, get gray, and raise these kids together. You my warmth, you my fire, you my scarf, my heat. I'm not the same, you my heart that beats.
Happy Valentine's Day, baby. I love you. I love you.
And I'm back again. Once again, that was Sarah's song, my nephew, Eric, and he's part of the other half of Cardiac, my other nephew, and that song, I believe, was dedicated to his late wife, Sarah. So I actually have a tech support live on the air with me, and I think it's a good way that things worked out where I didn't have a guest on the show today. Usually I don't play the song anyway until the beginning of my show or until the end of my show. We talk nonstop, have a great time with my guest, and I shall be having more people, especially out in Hollywood, where I've been doing my show for about a year now, and I'm so very blessed where you guys heard guests like Douglas Wong. He's been a stuntman, teaches martial arts out there in Hollywood to a lot of the big-time actors out there. People like Kevin Sorbo from Hercules, Lucy Lawless from Xena, and one of my favorites, Jason Scott Liu. He was in the Dragon Bruce Lee story. He helped to train him for that. And also my ninja pal, Stephen Lambert. Oh, he's such a sweetheart. He does a lot of ninja work. He doubles for James Woods. He's worked with Robert De Niro. And these are all the people that I've been connecting with. Feel very blessed. And I guess when you show what you really love, it's something that I think people can see it. So, oh, Cynthia's also talking to me. Thank you, Cynthia. I got to give you a great shout-out, too. I'm having a little bit technical difficulties in this tech support from Blog Talk Radio. I guess I can speak to live. I'm learning as I go. You all know I'm a tech pod. When it comes to electronics, I'm learning as I go. And the woman that's on the line, live on the, you guys can't see it, but her name is Cynthia, and she's been trying to help me get this all fixed because, you know, before I'm praying here before Wednesday comes, once I get the guest all back on my show, Melissa Tracy, beautiful, beautiful stunt woman out there. She's been working in Hollywood. She has many other things, and I do know, but it's just great to connect with a woman like myself. You know, maybe someday I'll get to work in Hollywood with these women out there, and I feel very blessed, you know, that they're keeping in contact with me. And here I am, you know, working on indie films. I've been on a couple of sets. Don't really have lines in the big films. I was in a set of The Game playing with The Rock, and let me tell you, I would work on a set with The Rock any day. I just like, oh, yes. I don't know. Rock is a very big guy, and he's got a very bigger, or he's actually working on a film called Hercules. And, man, The Rock is three times the size of what he used to look like. And, you know, everyone knows I have a knack for finding the real Facebook pages of all these actors. I don't know. It's not a gift or anything. It's just if you're a true fan and you like this stuff, like I like action films, and I keep finding all the real actors, you know, they have these big Facebook pages, but the thing is they have millions of people on there. So, you know, it's just stuff that I actually, like, love. Like I said, I've always, ever since I was little, loved ninjas. Something is sexy about ninjas. I don't know why, and I've always wanted to play one, so it's a blessing. Next, in 2 weeks is my birthday. I'm having a birthday wish. Now, I don't look for presents and getting presents. It's things that I want to do because, you know, things, materialistic things, you know, clothing and stuff, they can rip and tear. But be able to do things, and especially in my life where people told me I could never do these things, next Sunday I'm going to be playing a ninja. And I felt so very blessed. My costume is the Kato costume, which I've been posting a few pictures about of me in the hat and the mask. And for those that don't know what Kato is, Kato was a character that Bruce Lee himself had played. And I just, you know, who else had played? Donnie Yen. He's another big martial artist, and love, love, love Donnie Yen. He's actually been compared a little bit to Bruce Lee. He donned that costume. Here I am next Sunday. I'm going to get my butt kicked all over the place. But I feel very blessed and be able to do these things where people, I mean, this is the reason why I moved out of Boston, because I was surrounded by people, believe it or not, told me, I can't do this. Now you're thinking, like, learning about martial arts is supposed to make you a better person. And I was surrounded by so many negative people, and they're like, you know, that's not normal to do that. Now, I don't like to fight, and I'm not like, you know, I don't like really to argue, but I love martial arts, and, you know, I'm not a woman that wants to take her clothes off in film roles. I'd go, like I said, jump off a building, do other things. I mean, I'd want to be in a car and flip a car over in a film and many things like that. But to sit there and have people yell at me, and I've said before, I have exes in their cars yelling at me, saying that, you know, it's not normal to do those things on the screen. And it was like literally yelling matches. So I learned, you know, out of my own free will, after being out of Boston for 4 years and, you know, leaving Boston, as everybody know, I left. I just took my clothes and left. And I stayed with a man and his family, Hora, Zakor, Deliza, and his family for 4 months till I got my own place. And the thing is, you know, it's really nice. It's a peace of mind. And when I first got my own place, it was the winter time. The heater wasn't working, so I was sleeping on the floor next to the stove. And what came into my life is my little furball, Jackie Chan kitty. She was a stray in my backyard. And this is how I got her. This is how I get my cats. They just show up. I feed them. Next thing you know, I had a cat. And we were staying curled up next to a stove on the bare floor on just like these two blankets that keep on next to the stove. So that's basically before I got a bed. Then I got a bed. And, you know, I'll make things happen for myself and keep working. And over a year of doing this show, like I said, it's a blessing. Now people are, you know, their names that I get to associate with guys that I've watched my whole life. I grew up watching The A-Team and The Guys and all those guys that have worked on those sets. I didn't know their names, but now I'm friending them. So it's like my childhood. So here I'm testing my show. You know, I'm bouncing back and forth. You know how I am. I'm a spaz. You know, sometimes I have diarrhea at the mouth. So let's see if I can test this song. Let's see. I am actually writing to the tech person here. I think so. What is the name of our Warner? Warner Cable. Cable in Maine. Let's see. I am going to try to play another song. I'm going to try to click a button to see if this works. Now, this song that I'm going to play, and I'm going to try to click onto myself, it's called Feel, F-E-E-L. And I was very, very blessed to be able to be part of this video. It didn't show me a lot, but I was actually swinging around nunchucks, and I keep popping up in the video, and I'll post it once again on my Facebook page. Another film brother back in Boston where he's doing quite well right now in his film, surprise, surprise. And believe me, Crosby Tatum and his whole the Family Tricepta studio back in Boston, they're doing really great with the film, surprise, surprise. I couldn't get back to Boston. I didn't have a car. I will eventually get another car, but the film is doing quite well right now. And it's like, you know, with stuff he's taken in his life, it's about self-esteem issues and stuff, and it's kind of like a love comedy story, and he gets slapped around by some women, if whatever, say, it's like, oh, you've done some of your own stunts now, Crosby, right? But this is the song, and I feel very blessed to have been part of this video, and it was just a great day for all that had filmed the video, and I was honored to be part of it. So let's see if I myself can actually play this song. Let's pray here.
Yeah, let's rip. Cat a B, Miss Smith and NV, for little 9 yard, yeah, check this out, yeah, Triceptus Studio. Check it, yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, Lined up here, so fresh, so clean, y'all can help the steer. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sun. Like,
how can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But soon as hell, don't waste no time.
On the Shelly Nunchuck Show. Oh boy, I am so glad I'm just like a little bit calm. But I have to say, you know, once in a while, there's people that are heroes for me. And I have to say, you know, it was some technical difficulties because I had Firefox opened up. And believe it or not, my hero for the day is Cynthia. She's one of the Blog Talk agents, the technical person. So she was actually helping me live. And I'm sitting here a little bit nervous, you know, trying to talk and multitask with her, and I just have to give a shout-out to Cynthia, and she's like, you know, open up Google Chrome, and none of the music was playing, and here I am, you know, nervous because I've been doing the show for a year, and now my show is being, you know, it's being featured on Diamond the Ralph, Ordinary Woman, and Demand and stuff, and here I am. Technical difficulties live on the air. And maybe there's a reason why I didn't have a guest today. I mean, I know there's some renovations on the house and, you know, running back and forth, running to films, trying to do a workout and doing everything myself here. But maybe there was a reason why, because if there's, you know, things happen for a reason and I didn't have a guest, I am so thankful I didn't have a guest today to make sure all these technical difficulties were taken care of. So it looks like Google Chrome is actually working much better for the show. I couldn't write in an email, and maybe I just have to use Google Chrome. And once again, with Blog Talk Radio, my hero for the day is Cynthia. They don't give a last name or anything like that. I didn't know a rep number, but she was just very cool. You know, so I have to give props where props is due. Cynthia from Blog Talk Radio, she's my hero of the day. So I just wanted to say a thank you to her because here I am going, oh my goodness, I'm going to poop my pants live on the air. I just really, and there I am running off like diarrhea of the mouth, just going on and on. You know how I am. I'm a spaz when I get overzealous with things. I just keep going on and on. And, you know, once again, to get back into the subjects, I feel very, very blessed. We all go through things. I'm an underdog and just going through things myself where in my whole life I was never good enough. Never, ever good enough for things. But once in my life, I found something that I'm good at. And this talk show, which is now, you know, Family Blessed, and able to talk about better because something where I found out I have like this form of autism. I didn't realize what it was, and it seems like the way my brain functions, when I'm writing on the internet, I can't get out with what I'm saying, and sometimes people get the wrong way, and I keep trying to explain myself. So able to have this show, I'm able to talk a lot better, and when people meet me, it's like an instant, I understand what you're about, Shelly Nunchucks. So here I am, you know, going on 4 years of actually, you know, left Boston, and I just cannot believe that I'm be able to do all these things that I've wanted to do in my life. You know, be able to connect with guys that I've watched my whole life as a little kid, them doing the stunts, not knowing who they are. And here I am networking this morning with my ninja pal, Stephen Lambert, who's out there in Hollywood, and is saying, you know, there's more people we can get for your show. And because of Stephen Lambert, which I says, you know, this guy, watched his work. He was an American ninja and plays the ninjas. I'm not kidding. This guy's crazy. He was up on, he was one of the first guys in the history of movie making when he was on top of the Statue of Liberty in the 80s, you know, swinging up there. I had him on my show. He was actually on top of the real Statue of Liberty in the 80s of, I think it was called Remo Williams, The Adventure Begins or something. And he did the stunts, and there's actually a picture of him. And I'm sitting there going, my God, this guy's nuts. But I guess when you're in the entertainment business, in the stunt business stuff, you kind of got to be a little nuts to do these things. Who in their right mind is going to want to do them? You know, I'm a spaz, so maybe I'm not going to do things like my idol, Jackie Chan. Maybe I'm not going to do what all these guys do, but I can try to do things in my own way. You know, I've been struggling for 10 years to try to do these things. And getting away from, you know, negativity and such, realizing that that was half the battle right there. Because people say, no, you're not good enough. No, you're not pretty enough. Or I'm not kidding. I had boyfriends and stuff tell me that they didn't want to be with me because I wasn't pretty enough to be with them. Well, I learned now I have an eye-opener, and not to be around the guys that don't think I'm pretty enough. And the guys that are coming, have been coming into my life, you know, they think I'm fine just the way I am. I am not perfect. Like I says, you know, everyone has scars. Everybody's got certain things, but working over those bumps, you know, we all go through roller coasters in life, ups and downs. Sometimes we're stuck in a wash machine. Yes, we go round and round and round in circles. But, you know, once we get back on our path, we'll know exactly we're heading straight ahead. And believe me, I've fallen off my path, and not kidding, with that serious injury a couple years ago, I actually had, I actually became crippled for 3 days, and it's kind of like I couldn't walk for 3 days. I couldn't work or nothing, and just had to take care of the stuff myself. I didn't have money for an operation. So, you know, laying in bed for 3 days, I actually watched over and over again. And like one of my top 10 films of all time is Dragon the Bruce Lee Story. And I sat there and watched it, and I know Bruce Lee became paralyzed. And I watched it, and I thought, how the heck do I follow in my idols, all my idols' footsteps? I mean, Jackie Chan, he's my idol, but Bruce Lee became so paralyzed, he really had to work to walk again. So for a full year, I walked and I was kind of crippled for a full year. I didn't have money for surgery. So I was like thinking, that's it, my dream is over. I says, there's no way I can work with Jackie Chan now. Of course, I was stupid with something I did. So people told me not to do something and I didn't listen. So I paid the price. And for a full year, I had to recover. I'm walking normal now, and it's a blessing to be able to walk. I'm never going to complain ever again. I mean, when people complain about so many things, I can walk now, walk fine, and, you know, I have to work out more. I've been getting a little bit lazy, but renovations on where I live in the house and stuff, and, you know, trying to, you know, work full-time or work Monday through Thursday, you know, 9 to 10 hours a day, so I have 3 days to work on things. I've been working on a film, Falcare, for, you know, over a year now. And it's a lot of hard work. When we were taking horseback riding lessons, and in Maine, it is so very cold. It is like North Pole cold up here. We were filming, you know, this is not a big budget Hollywood feature. We were doing everything ourselves. We were out there in the land where Z owned some of the land out there, Director Z, and we were up to snow in our knees. We had nothing to keep us warm. It was freezing cold out. And part of the costume, because it was our training costume, our arms were totally exposed. We only had skin. on our arms. We had nothing to keep us warm. So as we were filming, doing these things, it was so cold. And every time we film on Saturdays, everyone is so exhausted. I am not kidding. The only thing I want to do is sleep. And when we get back to Director Z's house, I literally collapse either on a chair or on the floor, and I fall asleep. We all have a nice big meal and, you know, doing all these things. You can't really go out and party because there's the other thing, too. Is if you want to do fights and such and you get drunk, the next day, if you got a hangover and you get hit in the head, it's not fun. It won't be fun at all. I'm just saying that, you know, things like that. You just got to, you know, if you want to do things, you got to focus on what you're doing. You know, so I'm very honored. And to get back about the, you know, I don't know where I was because of the technical difficulties. And once again, thanks again to Cynthia. She just rocks my world. And just thinking next Sunday, it's a week before my birthday. And I don't look to receive, you know, birthday presents or anything like that. It's actually a birthday wish. Everyone knows my big dream is to actually work with Jackie Chan, who... Jackie friended me. A lot of people didn't think Jackie Chan would friend me, and Jackie Chan became a friend of mine. And he's not going to hand me anything. He just told me to work, you know, just to work. And for him to, like, you know, recognize me and stuff, I mean, it actually started the first time, and I've told the story, I think, quite a few times, but all the new people that do, you know, listen to my show, one of the first times is one of my big brother, Director Z, his daughter, actually did a contest, and she won this contest, and Jackie sent her all this stuff, which she gave to me, and it was the first time we had contact with Jackie Chan. And I've got a picture, I've got this funny looking picture of me. I can't even explain it. The look on my face is just like priceless. And Z's like pointing at the things that Jackie sent her, and that was the first time we had contact with Jackie Chan. The second time, one of the second times that I got in contact with Jackie Chan, it was on his Facebook page. Now, really think about this. If you love Jackie Chan as much as I love him, you know, little girl, you know, growing up watching his stuff, you know, you got to know. You should know what his real Facebook page is. Well, it had a couple thousand of people at first, Jackie Chan's real Facebook page, and people were saying, this isn't Jackie and stuff, because what had happened is I wrote to Jackie, and I figured out it really was his page. And I'm going, this is really his page. And I wrote on his page, I'm going, well, Jackie really, you know, Jackie, people really mean. And they say, you'll never talk to me or anything like that. So he wrote on my page, he literally wrote on my page, you're a good person, respect JC. After that, people were saying to me, I was making Jackie Chan's Facebook page, which I wasn't. And this other lady, they were saying to her, thinking she was doing his page. And they were going literally on Jackie Chan's Facebook page saying, you're not real. This is a fake page. And Jackie Chan himself literally was saying, this is me, this is the real Jackie Chan. People were mean to him. So he turned around and linked his real Facebook page to his website. After that, millions of people went on it. And it seems like, you know, we've been friends since then, and it's just amazing how people will say no to this and will try to stop you from your dreams. I became part of the International Jackie Chan Fan Club. I get newsletters. I got real pictures of Jackie Chan and many other things too. So, you know, I made contact with Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan knows who I am. And that's half the battle from what people told me Jackie would never talk to me. But something to think about, I mean, I know he's done great work. He's just a regular guy. He's goofy, you know, and he's crazy. And people are like, oh my God, Shelly, you're calling Jackie Chan crazy. But you got to admit, some people, they're all nuts. And, you know, it's just, like I said, I know I repeat myself, but it's amazing. I sit here in awe and be able to talk with these stunt guys and now even the stunt women out there in Hollywood and just be able to contact them and sit and talk with them where they're up. I look at them like at this highest level and they're just like, we're just regular people. And I'm like, yeah, you're the best. And they're like, no, we're not. And that's what they said. Don't call us the best. But, you know, they're on a level much higher than me. Here they am, these people that have been in Hollywood just talking with me. And I cannot believe that. And it's just a blessing. I'm still, you know, this has been going on for a while, but I'm sitting here going, thanks. Thank you so much for speaking with me. All my ninja friends and all the people, you know, one of the first people actually, who came as a guest on my show was Johnny Crane. Now, this guy's crazy, right? And he actually fought Jet Li. And I'm sitting there, and I saw pictures of him, and I'm like, oh. And he actually interviewed Jackie Chan. And Johnny Crane was actually one of the first stunt guys on my show. And I'm sitting there going, you're going to, like, come on my show? And it's just amazing that, you know, more and more of these people are coming on my show. And, you know, to have this, to have Block Talk Radio, you know, have my show syndicated, I finally found out something I'm good at in life. And it's to talk about things that I love. And it's entertaining people, and it just, I guess, you know, getting the show from my big sister, she's been doing her show for over 4 years, and every time, I guess, I went on her show, people really liked it, liked me as a guest. I went on a couple times where I called in, and they just seemed to really like it, so she says, do you want to do a show? You're going to have to run everything yourself. Once again, I am a tech card. She says, okay, you're going to have to do this, and I'm, like, nervous, and now try to learn as I go. And that's all I can do. And now doing it for over a year, once again, I'm so blessed. And be able to, just like Stan Lee, and, you know, wherever the saying comes, with great power, it comes great responsibility. So I have to stay focused on the positive, focus on myself, and also bringing guests on my show that are starting in the business too, in independent, non-union. They're starting out, to bring them on the show too. It's like I'm able to give back. That's exactly what I'm able to do, is give back. So I'm very lucky and very blessed about that, too. So let's see. Oh, wow, I got 29 more minutes. Where does this time go? Where does this time go? I want to know. I'm sitting here having a party, talking on the Blog Talk Radio, the Shelly Munchuk Show, with the little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty. Let's see. Oh, here's a really great positive song. This is by Ahura himself, his group. That's the correct term, if you want to call it, Pisces Project. And he sings with his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. And she sings like that opera, you know, kind of music. And he likes playing, doing this music where he's very talented. You can give this man any instrument, he can play it. He's very, very talented. I think he actually won awards for, I think it's New Age. I could be wrong, but I want to play the song. And you're going to hear the very much the positivity in this. And if I can say it correctly, because, you know, I am from Boston, originally from, and I'm up here in Maine. It's called Athenatis. It's like I keep thinking of Atlas or something like that. Athenatis, A-T-H-E-N-A-T-I-S by Pisces Projects. And it's a really good feel, good song. So I'm going to play that for a little break.
Thank you.
Hello, and I'm back. And once again, that's by Pisces Project by Hora Secor de Liza and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari, which I do have the honor of every Saturday being on set with them. And if anybody would like to donate to our film, Foul Carrots, F as in Frank, A as in Apple, L as in Lion, C as in Cat, I as in Yo-Yo, Y as in Yo-Yo, R as in Rabbit. And once again, I'm not collecting funds for this film, and I will be posting the video, actually a couple of videos, the one where we did the holiday video last year to wish everyone a happy holiday from us. If I can find it, I might not be able to find that one, but from Hora Secor de Liza, why he's actually doing this film is to thank women who has helped him in his life, and it's to show that, you know, women, we all come in different shapes and sizes, and we come from all backgrounds. And it's, you know, we're not just one-dimensional, and it seems like, you know, in a lot of films, sometimes they want to show the same type of women over and over again. Now, they're not my films, and everybody says, you got to get the money, you know, and then you can control the films. Well, a lot of times, you know, people have, you know, investors and such. It's trying to get those investors and things and, you know, to be able to be a creative artist without people taking over the film, you know, trying to show what they're, you know, what's in their heart and what's it about. And I'm telling you from personal experience of being dedicated to this film, and I'm going to be, you know, till the end to finish this film. And I'm praying to God we are not going to film, you know, running around in the snow this winter. It was so cold last year. I just came and tell you, we froze out in the land out there last year with the snow up to our knees, you know, and being able to do more and more, the costumes themselves, I'm going to be, like, thinking just like, you know, like looking at one of my favorite other favorite films is called The Myth, M-Y-T-H. It's a Jackie Chan film. And looking when he's donning armor, I'm going to be doing, you know, what Jackie did, what my idol did. Now, of course, I'm not even a percentage like Jackie Chan, but being able to do what my friend, the idol that I've looked up to my whole life, being able to do what he has done, I there's just no words. It's just pure utter happiness, and it's trying to manifest a dream to get this film really, you know, going. If anybody, you know, we need help with the funds. If anybody can donate, go to that page. And for myself, my film, The Dishwasher, my Jackie Chan influenced film, all I need is $350 more. If anybody would like to dedicate it now for The Dishwasher, I will be taking the funds, and you would be getting credit as executive producer in my film. Once again, I will get Jackie to watch it. I have no problem to get Jackie to watch it. It's not that I'm looking to get anything back from Jackie Chan. It's just a thank you. So anybody that's part of my film, you're going to get me to help thank Jackie Chan and all that he's given in this world. You know, the director, he's volunteering his time. This is for expenses. And like I said, I'm making my film short and sweet, and I'm not going to have that many people. I cut so much out of the film because it's going to be a short film. And just to do the fight scene and stuff, you know, I'm going to get my butt kicked all over the place. I know, be careful what you wish for. And I do know any weapons that I do handle where I already know handling a katana blade, what a real ninja would use. In my photo shoot, I was using a real, you know, in that red dress. I think I posted pictures on my Facebook page where you can actually go Shelly, Ninja. You'll see me, some of my pictures where I'm holding a katana blade. That's not a fake weapon. That's really real. And knowing, like, yeah, I could really hurt myself with this because, you know, I don't really judge people, but knowing with weapons, I was an archery league. I grew up on, you know, I learned about on a shooting range how to shoot guns and stuff. And I know sometimes I look, not judging women what they do. They, like, lick guns and lick weapons and all sorts of things. And I'm going, okay, I know what it is. And, you know, we lost someone, you know, to my heart that I was very close. You know, not close, but in my heart, which what I mean, it was Brandon Lee. It was an accident, and Brandon really got shot on the set. He died from that. And it's very hard to explain because people go, I'm going to do what I want. I want to do what I want. Brandon Lee died, and it was an accident. It was like, I think a bullet, part of the bullet or something was still in the chamber. It wasn't cleaned out properly, and that's why Brandon died. And I try to explain to women, sit there, and it's like people always told me, these people that are very much more advanced in weapons and handle the explosives and stuff on set, be very careful with these, you know, weapons. And I try to explain it, and women just do not get it. Oh, I can do what I want, and not handle. Yet they're sitting there licking guns, and these are real weapons, and licking other things. And I'm like, no, I'm not even gonna sit there and explain with them. And they're like, oh, are you hating on me because I'm so beautiful? And I'm like, that's not it. I'm not hating on women that because they're so beautiful, posting half naked with guns and stuff. The point is, a gun. You know, you're licking the barrel of a gun. And that's a safety issue. You can shoot yourself in the head. Or you know how, like, women, they actually put a gun between their legs. I'm thinking they're going to shoot their hoo-ha off or something like that. This is the point I'm trying to make, and people are like, oh, you're hating on me. And I'm like, that is not anything whatsoever. Believe me, like I said in the beginning of my show, I'm getting sexy women on my show. Like I said, I'm bringing very sexy stunt women on my show, so I'm very secure on my own, you know, womanhood. It has nothing with doing about hating on someone. It's about a safety factor about handling weapons. I've handled guns. I've handled nunchucks. I've handled swords. I've handled a bow staff and many other things. And I would never sit there and lick a gun, the barrel of a gun. I wouldn't sit there and stick it between my legs or anything like that. And, you know, to each their own. But, you know, God forbid something happens and you shoot your hoo-ha off. I don't know. I think nowadays it's very important the way society programs a lot of women where you got to have a kid by the time you start an age, your biological clock is going to be ticking if you, you know, you don't have a kid or something like that. So I think it would be important that you don't shoot your hoo-ha off if you want to have a baby. That's basically what you really got to think about it. Be careful handling the weapons. And I'm not putting anyone down. It's just a safety factor. And it's very hard to get out because when you try to comment something like I says, like I always say, the art of communication is lost on the internet. That's why it's very hard for me to, you know, talk about things and people come back to you and do a rant. I'm going, what are you talking about? That's not what I mean. And you try to explain over and over again what you're talking about and people keep taking it the wrong way. And I'm like, I just give up. I'm not going to argue with people anymore on the internet. It's so stupid because it's like anybody, you know, that's behind a keyboard can be a warrior. They can sit there and they can sit behind a keyboard, make fun of you and say all these certain things, and it's like, whatever. You know, I just get to a point, I don't even argue with people because I've got more things important to do in my life than sit there and argue with people behind a keyboard. You know, whatever. It seems like all this technology and everything, believe it or not, I actually like talking on the phone. I know I'm on the radio and part of my full-time job, I'm talking on the phone, but when it comes to people that are close to me, nothing is better than a phone call. I know all this texting and email and such, and I'm thankful that being up here in Maine, it showed me who my real friends are. They'll either Skype with me or they'll sit and talk with me on the phone. So it made me really realize, you know, who has stood by me in the last few years, who's really my friends. And I'm getting to the point where, you know, 20 years ago when someone's helped me with something, it's like, I just don't know what to say to people. Like, remember what I did for you 20 years ago? And I'm like, I don't know what to say to people, and I don't even like to communicate with them because it's like, what am I supposed to give you blood back to something you did for me 20 years ago? I'm very appreciative, but it's like, I did this for you, Shelley. I did this for you, Shelley. I did this for you, Shelley. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing it, you know. I've helped people too, but I don't sit there and say, remember I did this for someone, remember I did this for someone. I'm getting to the point where I don't even want to be friends with people anymore when they keep saying, I remember when I did this for you. You know, if someone remembers and they're a good friend and they're sitting there from 20 years ago, things that, you know, I used to do and, you know, I used to drink in my 20s and such, and it's like blah, 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 this and that. And I put on my Facebook page one time, it says, do you not really know me? So I put a couple questions up, basic questions. I go, so what's one of my favorite drinks? And people will say in a mudslide. I go, really? You think my favorite drink is a mudslide? 20 years ago when I was in my early 20s, that probably was my favorite drink, but my favorite drink is oolong tea. It's a non-alcoholic drink. So it's like if people really think they're my friends, they're going to know things that I want. And they're like, it's like, I don't know why people post, because if they're wrong about something, I'm not trying to make anybody look wrong, but it's kind of like you're saying stuff from 20 years ago that has nothing to do with me today. You know, I made mistakes in my life. I'm imperfectly imperfect. You know, that's what I say all the time, imperfectly perfect. And anybody judge me, what can I say? It's probably because they have nothing better to do in their life. But I don't even care what anybody does in their life, because basically I'm too busy to focus on things that I'm doing. I work, I'm trying to have a better workout schedule, I'm doing these films, the radio show, and I'm surrounded by people that are helping to push me. And you know how that saying goes, you know, be around someone that will help to lift you higher? There's actually a picture of my brother Z picking me up and raising me higher. So I don't know how much more higher you can help lift me if you have someone picking you up in the air. And that's a Superman for you there. Let's see. I think I'm going to take another little break. I'm having fun playing these songs today. It's like, let's see, what song do I want to play? What's another little fun song that'll make you get up and shake your little booty? I know. Another one by Uhura. Let's see. Well, if you want to call him Z, that's perfectly fine. It's called Get Up Off Your Seat. And believe it or not, I don't know if this is the song, but I don't know if it's Xbox. It's like an avatar. I think this song here, I could be wrong. I know Z has one song where Xbox actually bought it for Avatar. I think it's Avatar Boogie. And that Xbox, I think this is a song, I could be wrong, but I know that Xbox did buy one of his songs, and it was Avatar Boogie. And I think this is it, but you guys will see how much fun this song is. So anybody out there dancing, working, or anything, let's get up off your seat. Here you go. Boogie. So this is kind of like really funny, because it's just that I think this is a song, but it says I like big butts, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's in the song. Oh my gosh, I'm trying to see what are the songs I know that I haven't played. Oh, here's another one. I'm just having fun. So it's like, you know, just controlling this a little bit more to, you know, get some practice in a little bit more before I bring some guests on the show. There's another song I want to play. It's called I Am. It's another one by Director Z. So, you know, I'm just having fun, just hanging out, doing this stuff. And, you know, I'm going to have to get back with everyone, a couple of the stunt guys. I'm going to have to talk with Henry Nacho. He's friends with Mark Wahlberg. He was on the Jimmy Kimmel show, which I've never watched the Jimmy Kimmel show because, as everyone knows, I don't own a TV. So I watch everything off the internet because if I'm going to pay for something, I want to be the one to pay for the crap that I want to watch. You know, something that, you know, I didn't even know what the Jimmy Kimmel show was. But I guess Henry Nacho has known Mark Wahlberg since he was little. I guess he ended up showing up around at Mark Wahlberg's way back in Boston. Just showed up, and Mark Wahlberg and Henry Nacho have been friends since then. So he's going to be on my show. I don't know what the exact date, but my show is Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Standard Eastern Time, and Sundays at noon time. It's a two-hour show. I usually, guests really have a lot of fun on my show. And just remember, everyone I know, as I'm getting bigger names on my show, I do ask, because this is not like a Howard Stern type of show. It's just like, you know, in my house, a guest is a guest. And on my radio show, they will be treated like so. So anybody that calls in, anybody that disrespects my guest, will be disconnected immediately. That's the goal of my show. You know, I just, you know, be able to get bigger names on my show. They're going to be treated with respect. They're human beings just like you and me, and that's all I'm looking for, you know, when people call in. And especially with, I know how it is. I know there's perverts out there when, you know, you get even the pretty women, and anybody thinks they're going to be some pervert calling live on my show, I'm not having it. I'm not having any guy disrespect any of the women on my show. You know, any haters or whatever that towards any of my guests will be disconnected immediately. That's a warning on my show. I am just not having on my show. You can go anywhere else. I know the media, maybe in this day and age, there's all reality shows or whatever out there. I am not having it on my show. But let's see. I'm going to play another song. It's called I Am. And this is by Director Z. Let's see. I think I've heard this song once or twice before, but let's play it. I think it's another feel-good song. Here we go.
That lives deep inside me, and in the nature of those who've made all things, I am. From sunlight I will create my of the moon will change me, and when I emerge, only earth will be my witness that I am. I will find my success. I'll bring to light what was once in darkness. And when fathers sing, and when mother raises a hand, I am. And in my mind, I will know victory. In my heart,
And it was Pisces Project, Ahura, Zecora, Deliza, and I Am. And wow, my show went by fast. It was some technical difficulties, but I guess I learned one thing today. I guess hopefully I've had issues with Google Chrome before, and I guess opening up the Blog Talk Radio under, I think, Firefox, there's issues. So I guess maybe it's a blessing in disguise. I did not schedule anyone for today for the show. Usually, once again, I don't really play that much music because we just have fun to talk and talk and talk. And, you know, if anybody has a dream out there, you're as good as anybody else. If anybody tells you you can't do anything, if you're paying your own bills, you know, putting clothes on your own back, putting food in your fridge, you know, maybe you don't have all the labels, you know, the most popular labels or the most fancy car, but if you're taking care of yourself and your own bills and you have dreams, don't let anybody stop you because you're as good as anybody else. So as I open up the song, my show today with Battle Song from our film, which will be shown in theaters, Valkyr, and I think is actually from the battle scene that we'll be doing where we were taking horseback riding lessons. And once again, you know, I feel very blessed to be able to do these things in my life because people, you know, until like 4 years ago, kept telling me, no, I can't, no, I can't. Take it from me, an underdog from Boston, Massachusetts, is out doing these things. You know, and if I can do it, a girl with a funny Boston accent, you can do it too. And just remember, you're as good as anybody else. And as I'm closing the show with Battle Song, and I just love this song so much. It gets me so pumped up. I think this might be the exact old Battle Song where we're doing our big fight scene. Me as a superhero, Valkyrie, fighting the evil. Anyway, everyone, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Talk to you on Wednesday night. Remember, Melissa Tracy, stunt woman out there in Hollywood, California. Just remember, she has more to talk about. I do know that for a fact. Anyway, everyone, have a good Sunday.